Hello everybody, I'm George Myland, thank you for coming back to my channel. I'm commenting on the baby loss certificate scheme in the United Kingdom. Now, the provinces of the United Kingdom have chosen to do this severally, Northern Ireland, Wales, Scotland, England, but they agree on the fundamentals that if a child dies in utero, the parents can apply for a baby loss certificate. Obviously, it's not obligatory. They're not issued unless the parents request one. And so previously, if a child was stillborn after 24 weeks, then there was a certificate relating to that. Stillborn meaning as in dies in the process of coming out, so is never moving outside the womb. Obviously, girls and boys are moving inside the womb, moving independently. They choose to move when their mothers don't. If a little girl chooses to move her legs, that's not the mother's choice. If a boy chooses to move his arms or his head, that's not the mother's choice. The babies do it because they are separate individuals to their mothers. The girls and boys, they're surrounded by their mothers, they're connected to their mothers, but they are separate people. And so just got to underscore this point. So you see the schizoid attitude that the United Kingdom has to embryos and fetuses. So children who die prior to 24 weeks gestational age, they are gonna have a baby loss certificate issued for them if the parents wish. And so note the use of the word baby. A baby is a human, a very young human being. So fetuses, or indeed embryos, they are human beings and they are alive. We know that loss is a euphemism for death. As in someone might say, I lost my mother last year, as in she died. Send a bereavement card. I'm sorry for your loss. You know, with deepest sympathy, I offer you my condolences for your loss and all the rest of it. The baby's parents. Well, wait a second. If this child had a mother and a father, this must have been a human being. Humans can only produce another human being. They cannot produce another species, okay, in memory of your baby. These are the phrases we use. Okay, so we're talking about babies, and these babies are alive. They can only die because they're alive in the first place. So to deliberately kill a baby is murder, right? These babies, they have heartbeats. They can think. They've got brain waves. They've got chemical activity in the brain. That is what thinking is. And as I say, they move of their own accord. They can feel emotions to some extent. That's it. They're individuals, separate individuals from their mothers. By any definition, if you looked at their DNA, but their fingerprints, their footprints, their irises, the shape of their ears, and so forth, might have a different blood group from their mother or father. They've got a different mother from the mother, okay? So because their mother's mother is the grandmother, and so forth. Okay. So that's it. There's stillbirth certificates for those children. Stillbirths are legally registered if the child dies after 24 weeks gestational age. That's because that's thought to be the point of viability. If a baby is born after less than 24 weeks in utero, these children almost always die. If a child is born before 24 weeks, the hospital will do everything they can to save the child, but they seldom succeed. Okay, so we're calling this a loss, but we know that means a death. All right, so that it is a pregnancy loss, but obviously a pregnancy is somebody's life. Everybody's life started with a pregnancy. It's not, you know, it should be a death certificate because it is one. So that's it. Yet more proof that children in utero are alive and that they are babies. And you can say embryo or fetus, but that's simply another word for a human being at that stage. I know there are embryos and fetuses of other species, but we're talking about human embryos, human fetuses. They are most definitely alive. And we recognize this on some level. And why are we issuing this to the parents? Do they find it helps them with the grieving process? Possibly we do. But whether it does or it doesn't, these babies are alive. Whether parents want to acknowledge that their child is a human being, doesn't matter. It doesn't change the fact that these babies are always human being. Whether they want to recognize their babies have been alive, it doesn't change the fact that they're always have been alive. Obviously, they've died at some point, which is why these things are issued. Because lies don't change the truth. The abortion industry will tell you that a human embryo, a human fetus, is not a human being, but they're lying. They will tell you that human embryos and human fetuses are not alive because they haven't been born yet, but again, it is a lie. They are alive, really, despite just about any definition. And that's it. Then these stillbirth certificates always saying stillborn, changing male and female, okay, male child, female child. You could say girl or boy, okay, because that's yet more part of humanity because everyone has a sex, and I know there are very, very rare people who are intersex. the date and place of the stillbirth, because I suppose the date of birth was the date of death as well. So they don't usually use the word death, but they sometimes use the word death, okay? Okay, so it's not required as a legal death registration. So I know that abortion advocates, someone like, God, what's his name now? It'll come to me, David, the American, Argentinian, Jewish guy from Massachusetts, who's very liberal. I somewhat agree with him. But he is the cheerleader for the mass murder of little children. And one of his ingenious arguments is, oh, well, these babies don't have social security numbers, therefore they're not human beings. Well, that is preposterous, because we've been around a species for millions of years. The USA hasn't even had social security numbers for 100 years. So you're saying that previous to, say, the 1930s, there was no human beings in the world? Are you out of your mind? If someone didn't have a social security number, by whatever reason, US, that wouldn't mean that he wasn't a human being. And okay, we could register, we could give babies social security numbers from the moment of conception. Why don't we do that? Because we often don't know they're conceived. A woman often doesn't know she's pregnant for a few weeks. Sometimes doesn't know it right to the end. The phantom pregnancy gives birth and had no idea at 9 months. All right, and one piece of bio data, you always have these documents, is date of birth. We don't know what the date of birth is going to be. Date of conception, we don't know what that is. A couple do it on the night of the 1st or 2nd of January. They don't know when the baby was conceived. Was it before midnight or after? And even then, when did the sperm actually reach the egg? That could have taken over 24 hours. Or if you want to go by implantation, that could have taken a couple of days. So because we don't know that date, we don't bother with that date. We go by the date of a birth, which is easily determinable. So that really was a preposterous argument. And I heard another abortionist advocate. She was claiming, oh, no, 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 a human embryo is human fetuses. They're not human beings because medical science says they're not. Does it? But these are issued by doctors. See, these baby loss certificates, calling them babies because they are human beings. Babies only applies to the human species. So they are human beings. So you see the mental gymnastics that's going on, some serious semantic stretching, asking these words to bear a very heavy load when they have to argue that human beings are not human beings because they're not alive and things like that. So the hospitals can issue memory boxes. I mean, I know of a man and his wife, and their child was stillborn, and they found that agonizing, and they had a chance to wash and dress their dead baby, and that must be heartbreaking. You know, thank God I've never gone through that, okay? And people can choose cremation or burial or whatever, treat this person as a dead baby, because this person is a dead baby. This person was alive for a very, very short period of time. So we see that life is precious, is not to be taken lightly. That ripping a baby apart, torturing a baby to death, inflicting hypoxia on a baby is an evil thing to do. And I'm not a nutter to say so. They are the nutters who will try to argue that up is down, that life is not life, that a human is not a human, that murder is not murder, therefore, and for completely selfish reasons. Oh, well, we'll look at the economy and say that unless I can instantly provide a perfect solution to every single problem in the world, they must be allowed to murder 73 million children every single year and growing. And they want it more and more. They want to loosen the very few protections there are for certain categories of children. You know, life is a right. Murder is not. And these mothers, they may be pregnant under very difficult circumstances, and that you should garner a lot of compassion. And we can debate all these things. Should it be more benefits payments? Should we improve education or healthcare or what, everything we need, or housing? Okay. But inadequacy in any of these spheres is no justification for murder. Oh, we have poverty now. We had far worse poverty in most countries centuries ago. You know, we don't even want to think it was like a few generations ago. And yet, people had on average 6 children. Oh, it doesn't affect you. Well, it affects me because I'm a human being. And it could have happened to me. And I'm a member of the human race. A bit like saying that rape doesn't affect men because, you know, men are almost never raped, as the crime is usually committed against women. Nevertheless, of course I care about it. Of course I want to stop this horrific crime. So it is really, really sick and preposterous. People claim it's healthcare when we know that it's not. We know that it's deliberately causing death, which is the polar opposite of health care. Just think of the word care, its connotations of mercy, of gentleness, of pain alleviation, and so forth. And some of these children, they're very, very rare cases where the child's got fetal abnormalities incompatible with life. Even then, the child actually is alive, incompatible with life outside the womb. But just that doesn't make it right to kill the child, does it? There's a slight possibility the doctors are wrong, a 1% chance, a 0.1% chance. We know cases where children have been killed in the UK for this reason. It turns out that the doctors were mistaken. Anyway, do what you can to stop the murder of children.